Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, that's Lacey. He's Ryan, and I'm Dakota, and this is Too Much Nerd Talk.
Still got a great intro. Still got it. And Ryan is joining us. All right, fine. I think everybody's good. We all hear each other.
Yeah, can hear you.
All right, everybody good. All right. So, how's everybody been? It's been a few days since we did a Too Much Nerd Talk.
I'm surviving.
We're hanging in there.
Well, since you guys did so great last time with the trivia questions, I figured we'll bring them back tonight. But before we get to that, I got this site pulled up called Geeky Daddy. It has a few, like, little nerd
daddy
news stories and stuff. Yeah, I've never heard of it either. I came across it and I was looking up some nerd stories. But here's something I found kind of just funny. I didn't click on it yet, but did a woman in a wheelchair really win a treadmill on The Price is Right?
Oh, my God. Talk about not reading the room.
I thought that was kind of a funny one.
Is that real? That's real?
Hold on, let me click on it. We'll find out.
Oh, man. I bet Drew Carey looked at them and was like, no.
Let's see here. The picture it shows is actually a woman in a wheelchair, and Drew Carey lets the woman's really short because it's, like, cut off. So you can't see the wheelchair.
Well, she's in a chair, dude.
Los Angeles.
So it is actual.
I'm pretty sure it might be true.
That is kind
of actual God. I can't believe they did that.
Well, they pick randomly from the crowd, so.
So you're telling me the lady wins because to be able to get a showcase and The Price is Right, they have to win the initial bid on the money, right? So the lady had to win the bid on the money, roll all the way over to Drew Carey, and then be shown a treadmill as the prize.
Yep.
It's like somebody had in the back had to be like, nope, wait, pull the plug. What the hell?
Well, couldn't they just, like, change her prize up or something? Like,
that's what I'm saying. You're not telling me. You're not telling me with all the prizes. Right. With all the prizes they do on The Price is Right, you're not going to tell me that the one guy with a clipboard couldn't have leaned out and been like, oh, shit, change it up. Like,
right. Like, guys, get her an electric wheelchair. Electric wheelchair. We got one of them. But, yeah, I thought that was an interesting, this little... Yeah, I don't know. I think the chick would have liked an electric wheelchair over a treadmill. I mean, her tires might lose weight on the treadmill, but that would be about it.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's another good one. Here's another good one. Former prison guards accused of forcing inmates to endure hours of baby shark as punishment. Oh, my God, that is punishment. I know exactly how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Ryan, you probably – I don't know if you guys got the baby shark issue, too, or is that just on my end?
We did when Addie was little, but, you know, thankfully now she's older.
So they grow out of it? Oh, thank God.
He wasn't that big of a deal.
Cocoa Melon is going to be with you for a while, though. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. I know. Cocoa Melon's everywhere. No, Cocoa Melon stole the baby shark, like, theme song, sort of.
Yeah.
Like yellow shark, do red shark, do. They come across it.
Like
that Wheels on the Bus
song
gets on my nerves every time.
There's a skit on Cocoa Melon where they're like all the kids are at the school and they're all eating like lunches and they're singing like a nursery rhyme. I can't remember which nursery. It's like Wheels on the Bus or something, but each time they get to another kid, they open their food and they have what lunch they brought to school, and they kind of like sing the
jingle. Oh, yeah, I know exactly
what
you're talking about.
Okay, so one of the little African American babies, when he opens his up, it was like chicken nuggets with, like, a grape Kool-Aid thing, and I was like, yo, how did this get past? Like,
oh,
just terrible.
God.
And then, like, and then there's, like, a little Asian boy, and when he opens his up, it's, like egg rolls with sushi rolled up and stuff. Like, nothing a kid would eat.
Oh, God.
But it's because he's an Asian kid. I was like, how does he get away with this? And then my favorite
is
when it gets to the little white kid and he opens his up and it's like a bologna sandwich with Lay's potato chips.
Extra mayonnaise, and it says it like extra mayo.
Extra mayo.
Extra thick with two Q's.
All right, here's our last little news thing. 8-year-old wins national mullet championship.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but
my achy breaky heart.
I'm clicking on it. We're finding out right now on Geek Daddy, guys. That is Geeky Daddy. And the G-Man. And the G-Man is what it says on their logo. So I don't know who the G-Man is, but God bless.
He's Daddy, apparently.
Okay. Jackson Crossland. Shout out Jackson Crossland. He's this little 8-year-old kid who won the USA Mullet Championship for the children division. Oh, that makes sense.
So out of all of the trailer parks that are in the United States out there, this kid had a better mullet than anybody?
Yeah, he got over 20,000 votes.
Joe Dirt would like to have a word.
There is a – oh, my God. Trip on this, guys. There's legitimately a USA Mullet Championship president. His name is Kevin Bengola, B-E-G-O-L-A.
Kevin.
Can we get him on our show, please?
No.
Can we reach out to this man, please, guys?
I thought we said no monsters on the show. Anyone that can grow a mullet that long is a monster.
This little kid, he won $500 in prize money, and it says that he used it to buy some boxing gear. He used it to buy some boxing gear and classes. This kid wanted to learn how to fight. By getting picked on in school for having a mullet.
I can fight. I mean, if he's got a mullet that is that luxurious, he's already won the fight. Like, who's going to fight that? They're going to see that hair and just back up.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. You guys ready to see who knows their trivia between you two?
Yeah,
sure.
I'm not going to lie. Ron lost last time.
No,
very badly delayed.
I call hack.
You lost very badly to Lacey last time. You're going to have to, like, get your manhood back
very
and win this
badly.
Time, bro.
It was like one point.
Okay, you lost by, like, a
two
half
point.
A point. It was like a half a point, but whatever. That's very badly in this game.
You very badly can't do math, apparently.
He's a comedian. You know what? Just for that, you're starting off with -3. I'm your game show host here, right?
That's fine. The whole world knows that I'm justified.
No, you're not.
-3, Lacey, you're up to 5. All right.
I'm calling Denmark after this.
All right. Let's see here. First question. Who loves orange soda?
Kale loves orange soda.
All right. Lacey got 1 point on that, but we got a bonus point. Can you name the show?
Keenan and Kale.
That's my point. I just said
all right, that's 2 points. But
what?
There's a double bonus on this. Can you name the show that show came off of?
All that.
There you go. Ryan gets 1 point. Lacey gets 2 on that one.
You can have 1 point. Quit talking over the host and you might get credit for your point.
I'm getting echoes on you guys. Are you guys on speakers?
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah.
In the same room.
Step down the hallway. All right. Can you name the shows connected in the Seinfeld universe? Yes. In the Seinfeld universe. Can you name the shows connected?
Did anybody have a spinoff?
Go ahead with your question.
You're thinking too hard.
What now?
I don't think none of them had spinoffs, no. That doesn't, not that I know of.
Then how does it have any... What's its connection to Seinfeld?
Well, there's other shows that is connected to Seinfeld.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mad About You.
Everybody Loves... Uh-huh. Because Mad About You, the guy from Mad About You is the person who owns Kramer's apartment.
Correct.
So, yes, you're correct. Yep.
But I don't know anymore. I'm not good at this game.
Mad About You, you have... Friends. I'll give you a hint with that.
Oh, that's why I'm mad about you. Because
the
baby is on. Mad About You. The date is on.
I love how these questions are geared toward Lacey again.
No, they're going to get a little better, trust me. I got some good ones for us. All right. I'm going to give Ryan a point on that because I had to give you a hint on the Friends thing. So you get a point, Lacey, on that. So Lacey's what, up 3-2?
3-7.
All right. All right, here's a question for you. What John Ritter movie connects him to Seinfeld? Seinfeld's not in the movie, but somebody from the show is. I'll give you a hint with that.
A lot of damn Seinfeld shit, Dakota.
Oh, that's the last one, Seinfeld. That's the last Seinfeld question.
John Ritter movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, John Ritter. Also, the voice of Clifford the Big Red Dog. Just so
you got me. I have no idea.
Vocula?
I don't know either. Yep.
Problem Child.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Problem Child?
No.
Nope.
I mean, I've seen a lot of John Ritter things, but...
Look up Problem Child. It came out, like, early 90s. It has Kramer from Seinfeld as, like, the bad guy in it. It's, like, where he adopts this little kid. And the kid's, like, a little... Freaking
okay.
There's like two of them, two or three of them. Anyway, it's fine. Nobody gets points on that one. No more Seinfeld questions. We're over those anyways. All right. Who did Randy Savage wrestle at WrestleMania 3?
You mean back in like the 1700s?
Wait a second.
Way back in 1985. You say Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Lacey, who are you going with?
Give me just a second.
Was that right?
I can't tell you. I'm going to let her give her guess in there, and then I'll tell you who's right or who's wrong, and probably both going to be wrong.
Was it Ric Flair?
All right. Is that you? Go. You both are logging in with that. You're going with Hogan. You're going with Flair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You both are wrong. It is Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, damn it. Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, I know. I told you these questions get a little loaded. All right. Which show was Melissa Joan Hart on before she was Sabrina?
Clarissa. No, Clarissa Knows All.
No idea.
Clarissa Explains It All.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad that Ryan doesn't know any of you. Like, I feel like I could give him loaded questions for Lacey on this. I feel like I'm giving, like, loaded questions towards Lacey, and it's, I was trying to make them, like, where they were just, like, evened out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Can you name the show that Family Matters is a spinoff of?
The Jefferson?
No.
No, well, the Jeffermans may be too old.
Wait,
No. Jefferson's a little too old, but Jefferson's a little son. The show Family Matters.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm wrong, because I was thinking The Jeffersons is a spinoff of other show with, what's his name?
Archie Bunker, All in the Family.
All in the Family, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, God. Perfect Strangers?
Yes.
What the
now,
hell?
Now, bonus
Strangers?
Question to that. Okay, bonus question to that. Perfect Strangers was a show that came on TGIF, like when TGIF first started, like back in the day.
Yeah,
it was like one of the original little TGIF shows back in the, like, I think the early 90s or whatever, late 80s, whenever it started. It was kind of like an Odd Couple show. It was like where a guy moved in with like this other dude and he was like annoying and shit, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. But it had the Winslow.
Yeah. Truthfully, I've never really watched the show, but they are somehow, I think, the mom. Oh, that's what it was. The mom on the show on Family Matters was the lady who operated the elevator in the apartment building
mm-hmm.
on that show.
Yeah. Talked about her family.
Now, here's a bonus question to that. Can you name the show that Steve Urkel came off of? And it is also a TGIF show. It's crazy that it came off two different shows, just to be honest with you, because Steve Urkel wasn't originally supposed to be on Family Matters.
I can't think of Family Matters without Steve Urkel.
Yeah, it was one of those things where he came in and stowed the show real quick. But he did it on another show right before that.
He originally was in the main cast, but...
He did it on the show
I can't think of the legacy of that show without him.
I'll give you a hint. The show they did it on right before that. It has twins on it, but they didn't play twins.
No idea.
But later on, there was another set of twins on the show that did play twins.
Oh, no, this is killing me. I can't remember. Was it Full House?
Urkel came off of... Yes, Full House. You got it.
Oh, God. Yes, okay. Because when he said the twins, because it didn't play twins, that's the Cheryl. Okay. And then the twins that came on later was Uncle Jesse.
The two little boys. I don't know their names, but the two little boy twins.
Zach and Cody.
Zach and Cody. Yes, Zach and Cody.
They played Zach
I'm giving
and
him
Cody.
5 points just for that one. all right. What was the original title for the show, Saved by the Bell?
Wait, say that again?
What was the original title for the show, Saved by the Bell?
Oh,
No idea.
Oh, it had a few episodes under that name.
It was a full season of it.
Like a full season,
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Part of the title was Good Morning...
America. Miss Daisy.
Miss Bliss.
Miss
Good
Bliss,
morning,
yes.
Miss Bliss. That was their sixth grade teacher.
Yeah, that was the original show, which took place in a whole different town than the Saved by the Bell version, which is weird because some of the same people kind of rode over.
Yeah, and it had Zach and Lisa and...
Mr. Belding was on there.
Everybody else came on after they quit.
All right. What does Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake... What does Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, and Christina Aguilera have in common, besides being singers in the 90s?
The Disney.
Mickey Mouse Club crew or whatever.
Ryan got it. Mickey Mouse Club.
Yep.
All right. Who was the original voice of Shrek before he passed away?
Chris Farley.
Ryan got that one.
Rest in peace.
All right. Now, this is the last question.
Let's see if you guys can do this. This is a connection question, so y'all can team up if y'all want to on this. Can you connect the movie Anaconda to the movie Jeepers Creepers?
Wait, say that one more time.
The movie can you connect Anaconda. The movie Anaconda to the movie Jeepers Creepers?
Give me a second here.
Who's the guy that does the eyes of the Jeepers Creepers?
The creeper.
No, the guy.
You're talking about, oh, God, Justin Long. He's not in Anaconda.
Yes, but he is evolved in how it is connected.
What?
Okay.
I don't, what do you mean?
You guys went the reverse way of how I went.
Shut up, Chuck.
He is evolved in how it's connected.
I haven't watched Anaconda, so I wouldn't know how. I just figured it was Justin Long.
You've lost me. I don't know how they're connected.
Oh, you guys got this. Think of a good Justin Long movie with balls in it.
Oh,
what does dodgeball have to do with it?
All right, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. Who else is in dodgeball? Who co-stars in a lot of movies? With somebody who's in Anaconda.
I don't know.
The cast of Anaconda
love to crash weddings. They love to crash weddings.
Jennifer Lopez, Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson.
Vince Vaughn, then.
Ding, ding, ding. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. You guys got it.
Owen Wilson. Yeah.
What do they have to do with dodgeball?
Vince Vaughn's in Dodgeball. He's the main character of Dodgeball, which has Justin Long in it as one of the little side characters in the movie. Who's in Jeepers Creepers as what? The main character.
I don't get these concept questions.
You're begging me to pick you up and you won't let me pick you up, dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, yay. Now you're on the show in the background.
All right. I'm going to give the game to Ryan this time just to keep it going here.
I got most of the points.
He's begging me to pick him up, and he wouldn't let me.
But you cheated, so I'm giving the points to Ryan.
How did I cheat?
You got to finish it. Watch my
kick. Oh, forgive.
I win.
I need more wives.
Oh, God. Oh. All right. So, what's new with you guys? I mean, we haven't really just, like, bullshitted on the shows for a while. So, what's going on with you guys? What's new? Ryan, how's the teacher thing going?
It's going. I don't have an official job yet. I'm taking over a partial position. But
what about in your words, the bitch that never shows up? Does she finally show up?
I don't know. I didn't work today. Well, I worked this morning. So, I mean, I'm sure she's there, but it's not my problem today. Well, I guess she came in at 2 o'clock.
Oh, did she? Well, that's another thing, guys, that we should talk about, too, is we're going to be switching the shows to Saturday. Right, guys? Or we're doing that? Or
is today Saturday?
Yeah.
So
everybody's good with Saturday?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure everybody's good with Saturday.
Been playing a lot of Helldivers, which is a new game that came out that's literally Starship Troopers. So,
oh, sweet.
That's been fun.
Did you finally figure out the difference in grapes or the taste of grapes? I saw y'all's video.
Nope, they all taste the same.
Just because you can't taste them doesn't mean they already
taste. Yeah, but I can't taste.
Okay,
the
so to me, they all taste the same, but that doesn't mean they do.
And a very small amount of people on the planet, yes.
5% of the whole world's population.
Which I want to know how they do the research for that. Do they just group a bunch of dudes up and be like, hey, tell me the difference between these grapes? That's what I want to know.
Right?
Who did the research on this? Because I wasn't there. I didn't get any
who's these
compensation for this.
You guys speak of? Oh, shit. What about you, Lacey? What's new with you? How's life? How's work?
I'm always working, so.
Always working. I live working.
It's like, I live to work. Oh, it's also a daylight savings tonight, guys, so don't forget we lose a fucking hour.
Oh, dang it.
No! I work at 6 a.m. Damn you, Obama.
How can you put that on Obama? I wish we would just stay at the time we are now. Just never change that.
Son of a, when did it turn over? 2 o'clock? Like 2 a.m.?
Yeah, 2. So it go
to
from
so
one
jump to three.
Yeah, they go from 1 to 3. Yeah.
Another reason to hate story.
Oh man.
Moment. Also, since it's been a shitty week, to offer my condolences to the legendary Akira Toriyama, who passed away on March 1st. Of this year at 68 years old to a hematoma. If anyone doesn't know, Akira Toriyama was the creator of several different manga series, including Dragon Ball. And he pretty much influenced the entire artists and manga culture and anime culture in Japan and the rest of the world. So he's kind of like the George Washington or the founding father of anime and manga in the entire world. So, rest in peace, buddy.
Rest in peace, my guy. What year did Dragon Ball come out? I know it came out in, like, the 80s, right?
The mid-80s. I think it was, like, 1985 or 86.
Oh, wow. It's crazy to think that it's been around that long, just when, like, how we got
sure
it over here. You know?
I was about to say, I know it was, like, 85 or 86. I know that if you watch the anime, Cell, who was one of the main villains, he was killed on TV in the year 1992 when I was born. So,
oh wow,
long time ago.
That's crazy because I saw him get killed probably in like 2002.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, that's back then it took a long time to dub and send over English anime. So, like, they were already, like, at the end of Dragon Ball in Japan by the time we started getting the beginning of it.
That, and it's crazy to know how many, like, voice actors did, like, there was the voice actors over there, voice actors here, voice actors in the movies on some of them. There's a bunch of craziness with it. So was this dude the guy who like originally drew Goku's like the Stan Lee of all that sort of, or is he just like came up with the process?
He's not the first person to ever draw like manga, but he is the person that made it like mainstream.
Right. Okay.
Like
that's what's
the
up.
People who've done One Piece, Naruto, Bleach, all of those really popular anime and manga were inspired by Akira Toriyama. So, I mean, he was like the godfather of anime.
That's craziness. It's crazy. Like, it's weird getting older now because, like, all of our, like, childhood, like, heroes in a way are like dying and shit, and you know what I mean.
If I lose
like
Arnold
in a way,
Goku
just died.
If I lose Arnold Schwarzenegger, this year will officially be shit.
I'm gonna say if I lose Ric Flair and Chuck Norris mustache, I'm done.
Like we just lost Carl Weathers last month, or was it January?
Yes.
I can't lose many more action heroes. I can't lose Arnold. I can't, please. He's very important to me. I cannot lose him. Please.
Get to the chopper.
Did you guys see that Arnold Super Bowl commercial that he did for State Farm?
Yes. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's neighbor, Arnold.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
That's what I'm saying, neighbor. Neighbor. Loud.
Bro, you should do one where it's random, like, she's a neighbor. And it's like random different ones. I can't do
I used
Arnold
to do that,
voice,
like,
so.
back when online gaming first kind of started to boom, like, with Call of Duty and stuff. I would just get on there and, like, be like, you shoot like an old granny, nobody loves you. And they'd be like, dude, Arnold's in the chat.
Damn. That's why we need to do an episode of prank calls on here, guys.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We've been wanting to do prank calls forever
adds,
on here.
The actor
because I can call people
former,
off of our thing.
The former politician and governor of California.
Yes.
I called to tell you, if you have Prince Albert in a can, you should let him out.
And then his family ended with, get to the chopper.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Go. Get to the chopper.
Be gone. What's wrong with you?
Anyway.
Oh, Lacey, can you do any voices? Or is that just us?
I can do several.
All right, what's your best impression? I'm going to hear it right now.
Well, Arnold's probably one of my favorite ones. Yeah, I can do the old man from Family Guy, or I used to be able to do it really good. Herbert.
I got popsicles down in the basement, Chris. Get your fat ass back here.
That actually is good, bro.
Paperboard.
Oh, shit. What about you, Lacey? You do any voices?
No, I cannot.
I can do some good ones, like Kermit the Frog. Like, I can't do a really good Kermit, but... Hiya!
Of course, everybody...
Everybody can do Christopher Walken.
I think every impressionist has a Christopher Walken.
Like, yeah, I mean.
Oh, God. And that's where we're going to end this one on, guys. Lacey, tell everybody how they get a hold of us if they need to.
We have Facebook pages for all of our shows. So we have one for Too Much Nerd Talk, Ask Me Levi, The Stash. Coda has his own page. We have our own pages. Ron has changed the original name, Ron Wong, on Facebook.
That's
their account was
Yeah.
And then Dramatic Siblings has their own page, which we've been doing a lot of reels and videos for you guys.
I mean, we're trying to get the podcast going. It's just been, I'm not going to lie, the beginning of this year has been a little rough. So that's why I don't like really want to give an actual date when it's going to start because I don't want to disappoint anybody. But we are working on it, and we're gonna get that started soon. So keep your faith in us, everyone.
Which we are, like you said, we do have videos and stuff we've been adding on our page and reels, so they're new as
right.
well.
We're trying to keep some kind of presence until we can get that started.
I see the ones that come across my feed sometimes, and that like that grape one and stuff, and they're funny as shit. So you guys need to check out their videos.
Yeah.
I love how you think that my misfortune is funny, Dakota.
It's hilarious.
I mean, what if somebody came up to you and told you that, I mean, like, that steak you've been eating your whole life tastes like peanut butter, and you're just like, nuh-uh, and everybody on the planet was like, yuh-huh.
You got me there, bro. You got me there.
Listen,
here I am, like an idiot over here. They're just different colors, Lacey. The grapes taste the same.
Exactly. That's what he was saying to me. I was like, you're kidding. And, like, he's like, no, like, the bubbly at Sears, like, they're just because you prefer the color, right? I'm like, no, they have different flavors.
Flavors.
Oh, damn. All right, everybody. Let's see. We're moving Nerd Talk from Thursdays to Saturdays, so everybody be listening next Saturday for a new episode of Too Much Nerd Talk.
I'll try
to
actually pick a topic to go with our nerd trivia. So
yeah.
It's been a minute since we had like a breakdown episode.
Yeah, that would be good, dude. We need to do something like that.
Well, it just has to keep motivating me
because
I'm lazy as shit.
That's me right now, too, but I feel it. And then Lacey, we're moving Afternoon Advice from Mondays to Tuesdays.
Yep.
Which is going to be awesome, so that would be fun.
Yep.
I think it was the original day, wasn't it? It was Tuesdays.
Yep. When we originally started 3 years ago, it was on Tuesdays, and we ended up switching it to Mondays, but we're going back to Tuesdays.
Because fuck Mondays. That's a Denmark thing. We don't do Mondays.
I really
put them in the boot hole.
In their bicycles that they ride uphill.
Right in the ass.
In the words of the late, in the words of the never late, always great Wesley Snipes, all these motherfuckers trying to ice skate uphill or some shit. I forget how you said it, but whatever.
Can't even get the quote right, Dakota. In the words of the late whoever they are, yeah.
You got the point. Wesley Snipes said it, or Blade said it. Somebody said it.
In the words of the great Arnold Schwarzenegger, what the fuck are you? There is no bathroom.
Oh shit. We're moving Afternoon Advices from Mondays to Tuesdays. Check out the stash on Wednesdays. Anybody else have anything to say?
You're having like the Dakota show, right? Or what are you things you shouldn't say or whatever?
I'm just doing it randomly right now. I was gonna do it on Sundays, but everything's just kind of hectic, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna put it out randomly. Which I did one about 3 or 4 or 5 days ago, and it went pretty smooth. I didn't think I could do 30 minutes by myself, but I guess just talking to myself for 30 minutes went smooth.
Shit, I talk to myself for like an hour at a time.
To myself.
Well, it's weird when you have nobody else on there sometimes, though, because like you know what I mean. Like you don't know. Like, I might try to tell a joke in my mind. I'm like, ah, that's funny. Then I'm like, wait, was it funny? Because I'm going to, you know, I didn't laugh or nothing. So it's like,
I do know what you mean.
For a comic, it kind of is.
When we started asking the boss, we're like, I think you do that on your own. I'm like, not really. Not when you're doing it.
Didn't you do the first, you did the first episode by yourself, didn't you?
First two.
I was there. I think I had to step in on the second episode at the very end for just a second or something like that. Because something happened where it paused or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when I was just listening in and controlling your little switchboard.
Very, it was just a very awkward thing.
But, yeah, it is a very awkward thing. I think we need to do prank phone calls on here. I've been trying to do this for the last few years. Shane said he was down, then pussied out on me at the last minute. Sherry said
Arnold
we could do it, then pussied out on me at the last minute.
The very promiscuous lady man. I do a really good voice.
I think between the three of us, we can do some funny ass prank phone calls. So that should be an episode that should be coming up.
I'll just be calling the police and being like, it really isn't serious, sir. HR,
well, what
HR.
We do know, what we do at the end of it, just be like, and y'all been pranked by too much nerd talk or roasting the world or something, you know, just, and then that way that people think, because think of it like this. You ever seen that show, or you ever seen the thing Kicked in the Nuts used to come on,
yes,
where it'd be like a guy
yeah
dressed up like a clown or whatever, run up, kick somebody in the nuts, and people get pissed and they see the camera and it's like, oh, you're on camera. And it's like, oh my God, I'm on camera.
I'd
be one of those
still
things.
Be pissed, but I'd whoop that clown's ass.
Oh, I would too, bro. That's the 90s.
No, I'm
for
gonna
you.
Prank
that was the
everybody.
Shit they got away with in the 90s.
I'd prank everybody and then be like, this is the real Arnold. You've really been pranked. Good luck trying to get the lawyer because I'm a famous movie star, you piece of shit. And then hang up the phone.
We also got the Michelle Pump as well that's out right now that does all that.
All right, guys, we got about 4 minutes left of the show. Let's see, we pimped out all the other shows. Ryan hit us with his best impressions. I got really nothing else to say, guys, about you guys.
Nope.
All right, well, everybody enjoy this. Sorry, Lace, I didn't mean to cut you off.
All right.
Hello.
Well,
that was not an awkward silence there, guys. No, with that being said, everybody enjoy their Saturday nights. Tune into all of our shows next week. Lacey, what is going to be the subject for Tuesday's show? Since it is Suicide Awareness Month.
It's Suicide Awareness Month, so it'll be about there'll be some stories and some support groups, and we'll be going over a lot of that. So, shared stories.
There you guys go. And I might even share a personal one because I think if I'm doing my math right, that day will be the day it happened. So that's – I think that's a good day for me to do a show. I need to do a show that day.
Yeah, I think it actually will be.
If it's the 12th, I think that would be a good therapy for me to do a show about it.
Yeah.
For sure. Because, I mean, Lacey knows my issue I have with it all and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think, I think doing a show about it would actually help.
Yeah, it will be the 12th. Yeah.
So everybody tune in for that. It's gonna be good. And if anybody does have any issues out there in life, don't take your own life. Like, legitly hit somebody up, hit us up. Ryan can do great impressions. You heard some of them. He said he had more.
I'll make you feel real good.
Yeah. See, I will attempt to make you laugh. You probably won't, but you know, whatever. Then I'll just get you high. And Lacey is a good therapist, so there you go. So, I mean, that's probably a good combo. And then if we don't help you out, we'll send Shane in there, and he will butt-popper the shit out of you. So you best.
We'll also have on a series now.
Kind of sounds
we'll
like
assault, like
but okay.
Your hotline number can spot there as well if you want to talk to more professional face.
And like I said, even if you guys want to hit me up personally, hit me up on my Facebook, go for it. Mm-hmm. I don't mind reaching out to fans that need help on anything.
Any
like
of
that.
My private messages.
Yeah, I mean private messages, anything. Just if you guys want to reach out, even if it's just, hey, you need to reach out and talk, do it. I don't mind. I always like to hear from our fans anyways. But yeah, nobody should take their own life. Life's too sweet. Remember this, guys. Like, remember, everybody always thinks the grass is always greener on the other side. But remember, your grass is less seedy. Donors will get that one.
Oh, man.
We got about 30 seconds left, guys. Remember, if you take anything away from this episode, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Roasting.
Can you do it in an Arnold voice?
The world needs roasting.
Oh, my God. The governor just came on our show. That was awesome.
Of California. All right. I'm going to sing you guys out. Remember, don't trust the men in black.
The men in black, they want you remember. Don't trust the men in black.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.